Hey, put the Doritos on my titties.
What?
Put the gasoline on my titties and lick my titties.
Oh my god.
So happy you remembered Tay. Yeah. Alex doesn't.
Thought he was a fan.
Put the Doritos on my titties. Eat the Doritos. Okay. We're in the gas station.
Hair, bitch.
Bitch. I got one thing to tell you, bitch. And that's welcome to podcast number 99, T-Mangu.
Ding.
Already fucking going into Google effects of me.
That's our sound.
If only we could add custom sounds to it, then I'd say like it's an A+.
Well, go get your own soundboard.
Okay. All right, starting up a Kickstarter soundboard, T-Mangu soundboard. We're going to need at least 5,000 effects that could be preloaded.
At least.
At least 5,000.
By this time tomorrow.
By this time next week.
Oh, wow. Giving them some slack.
That's a little too much slack for me, but whatever.
I just...
Where was the joke in that? What was the punchline?
Your face.
My face was the punchline?
Got him.
You guys are mean.
That was perfect. It was all perfect.
I'm having a really good time.
Are you?
Yes.
That's all that matters. We're all striving to keep you entertained, Terry.
Are you entertained?
The further you slouch down in your chair, the more worried I am about that entertainment.
Yes.
Oh, he's disappearing.
Terry, come back, Terry.
No.
He's gonna pick you up.
Terry, you do. Don't listen to these fools.
I was gonna. I don't need your permission.
Whatever, dude. I'm on your side.
Then why are you yelling at him?
That was really great timing.
Wow. Like, I was going to say, I thought Ryan did that.
Yeah, like, that was amazing. Wow.
For those listening at home, Ryan pointed at the camera and Alex did that sound effect at the same exact time.
That was pretty incredible. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
He gets his job for another week.
Until next week.
Congratulations. You've secured your position for
completely
one week.
Bombs.
You did it, champ.
So how you guys been last week?
Oh, just peaches and cream, you know.
Really?
Oh, yes. Bobby, don't you know?
No.
No.
No, mama, don't.
No, mama.
I don't think that was Bobby's voice.
Mama,
no, mama.
Mama, I'm down.
Was up here. No, it's just been regular ass week.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what hasn't been regular.
Your poop.
Ryan, I was going there.
Where are you on that one?
Yeah, right, yeah, Alex. No, I was going that direction, Ryan, and then I decided, you know what? No.
No. I took it there anyway, so deal
I'm
with
above
it.
That now. I don't have to now. Do this.
No, no more BM jokes. That's my 2013 right there. No more BM jokes.
So.
You think you're better than me?
Yeah.
Yes. Let me know.
Yeah, I wasn't talking to you. We all know you're better than me.
Okay.
Damn, Alex.
The production value of our podcast is just skyrocketing this week.
We're going to be like, what's that? Like a DJ host. We're just going to have sound effects for everything pretty soon.
Oh, I'd love that.
And then we should start taking calls, Dwight.
If, yeah.
Somehow. Maybe on the 100th, we'll figure out a way.
Well, the Mega 64 guys, they have a dedicated Skype account for calls, like from their fans and stuff when they do like live chats and stuff. We could do something like that.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But don't they all have to be like at the same room with the same microphone?
No.
If we add them to the call.
Oh.
You know.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like now, except there'd be an extra dummy account.
Yeah. We would remove every time, maybe. I don't know. We'd have to look into it. But yeah, they're in the same room when they do it, so it's easier for them.
Well,
but
we can probably get three of us there soon. I'm not going to make an official disclaimer or anything, but maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
On that note, this last Saturday, Sam came back. Sam's
what's
back
up?
In America, California, this town.
In Americas.
For those who don't watch any of my videos at all, he made a small cameo at the end of Service Saturday, which some people thought was you, Terry, for some reason.
What?
Yeah.
Because Sam looks like Terry.
Yeah. Well, oh. No, he wasn't shown. It was just him talking. And then we brought him in for the mail time this week. And we had a very clever skit that we spent at least 2 minutes devising. And
it's a long time.
It was.
That is a long time. That's longer than usual.
I had to take a lot of medication to acquire
focus.
That sort of attention span.
Yeah, I know you have a really hard time with that.
It's awful.
Hey, this other thing we were talking about, do I have to download something first?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
We'll talk about that after. Like,
yeah. Yeah. No. I was just wondering if I needed to start.
Yeah.
Something.
Right.
Yeah. No, Ryan. Hold on. I'll just hold on.
It's fine. It's fine.
Literally, you guys are making it a bigger deal than it is.
The longer you talk about that,
it's like I'm not talking about anything. Do you not know how something looks good? Whatever. Don't even...
Next week, for those who can't understand from our side skirting. We're going to be doing a live podcast for our episode 100.
Not what I was talking about.
I know it wasn't what you were talking about, Ryan.
Ryan.
Why the fuck would you say something like that?
Let him finish.
Go ahead.
It's still the same shit. So we're going to be doing a live podcast next week. Around this, well, you guys don't know what time we're recording this, but same time that we've always done our live cast, around 9 p.m. Pacific time. -8 GMT. Well, I guess it would be -7 now, wouldn't it?
Google it.
Yeah, just Google it. California time, 9 p.m.
PST. Just Google, what time is it? PST.
What time is it? Just Google, what time is it? What time it is?
What time,
what
it,
time
is.
It is?
Go to whattimeitis.net.
.gov.
I was about to say gov. I'd love to have a gov website and just call it What's happening, Gov? Or what? Cheerio.gov.
Huh? Good one, Alex.
It's probably the stronger one.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
To be honest.
Yeah. But yeah, it should be fun. Not a whole lot of planning is going in. Actually, all of the planning that we have for it next week happened like for 5 minutes before this podcast. Which is typical us. So It should be fantastic. If not, it'll be a disaster and it'll still be fantastic.
Sure, it's kind of like my bowel movements.
I wouldn't know, right?
Fantastic disaster.
Oh, that gets an applause. But I get crickets.
I get a standing ovation. Ryan's shit!
Looks like my shit's the golden boy, Dwight. How does that make you feel?
Pretty good that I'm not shitting gold. Damn it, I made a bowel movement joke.
I'm coming at you, man. Like,
I don't care. I sign his paycheck, so
I need to talk to him after
what?
I can't see what
I'm going to forget how to do my signature.
Say, it's coming at you. That's all I'm trying to say.
Whatever, I don't know what either of you just said.
I know. That's what I was going for, Terry.
I think we said words.
Sure did.
We sure said a lot of those things. That's for certain.
True.
Keep saying things.
Preach!
Who? Sorry. Who is... Okay, yeah, who are we talking to? Alex, come on. Kick it up a notch. Oh, you're talking
preach,
to Terry.
Preach.
Oh, I'm done.
Okay, me too. See?
Oh, and he's gone.
Yeah, right?
Wait a second.
There it is. And he's back.
And he's back.
He's back. He made it back.
You guys frozen? Woo! You guys are frozen for me.
Yeah, that's just you.
Yeah, that was you.
Whatever, dude. We don't have to point it out every time.
We do, though, because it's every time you do anything loud.
We'll just announce it next time. Sir Ryan is entering the hangout.
I think
women
Ryan
in
really
nice robes
that.
Come in and throw petals as he walks in.
What was that? Okay.
I don't know
what you
said.
We're
moving out. You're like in a different room every time. Oh, no, you're not. It just looked like you're just the way you're sitting in your chair is weird. Your camera's in a different spot.
Yeah, you sit in your chair weird. How does that make you feel?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Yes, you.
I'm sitting in my chair normal.
Couldn't be.
The hell you do.
The hell
normal
you
for
are.
Someone weird.
What's up, guys?
What was that?
I hate everything.
I can't
just
reach my keyboard.
You.
Keyboard.
Just so I can close the story of my car ailments, my keys are fixed. Or my one key that I have. The only one key that I have, yeah. I ordered a new transponder off the internets. And I called a locksmith, and he drove to me and programmed it all. And then I insulted his website and said that he needs to update it in a very kind way. He laughed. He goes, man, you're breaking my heart. I made that myself. And I'm like, I can tell.
Wow. Guy comes down, fixes your shit. And you got nothing but shit to talk
you
to.
Him you know blast. What? Is that I'm not even exaggerating about this story, but as I'm retelling it, I feel kind of like a dick. But he was
like, your website looks like shit.
Oh, hey, man, I made it myself.
Yeah, I can tell.
Tell you, piece of shit.
My God.
Got anything fresh
your shit mind. Together.
Well, what marriage are you on, you piece of crap?
No, the guy was super, super nice. It was all in good fun.
He was just killing you with kindness. That's all that was.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm down to play that
asshole,
game.
But you know what? I'm not going to let it get to me.
Not today, Dave. Not today.
I'm you're above
gonna fix,
that.
You're going to fix this dude's cars? You're going to give him a good price? And you're gonna go home and hang out with your wife.
He's turning it all around.
No, he was very nice. I said it in a much nicer way, I assure you.
It's not but how I'm hearing it in my head.
I know. You guys are fabricating lies. but no. I geared him to some sites to kind of help him make a better website. Squarespace was one of them because they have that lovely WYSIWYG editor and like layouts that are already there, and I told him all you gotta do is just track and drop shit and move sliders, and you got yourself a website.
You got self stew going.
And he was telling me about how he keeps getting bombarded by a bunch of other web designers and stuff, charging him an arm, a leg, and so I was like, "Don't do that. You can do it yourself. Super easy."
Wow, way to support the web design community there, Dort.
Yeah, well, listen, he is a small town locksmith. He doesn't need a $2,000 website, you know.
If he does get a $2,000 website, maybe he can stop being a small town locksmith.
Maybe he can stop going to people like you who make fun of his website all the time.
He's gonna have to deal with assholes all day.
Listen,
start taking. I have
somebody else to go to your house and deal with your shit.
Even at
he drove to your house, and you insult him.
You piece of shit! Look at you.
Listen.
We are. It's all we've been doing, guys. It's
listen, this man. You guys,
life, good, and his family. For God's sake,
you guys are only hearing what you want to hear.
Or hear what you tell us. That's all we care.
You guys are listening to each other and not me, who was there.
Listening, and I am disgusted by what I'm hearing.
Listen, I've been censoring myself about this story.
So you were a cedar? You weren't even bigger asshole than
him? Is that what you're trying to tell us? Because that's not helping your case.
No, I'm saying that Dave may have not have been the angel that he portrayed to be. I didn't hear anything what Ryan said.
What, you're calling him a piece of shit?
What?
So, oh, you turn around him.
So did you, did he show you a picture of his daughter and you're like, oh, she's hideous?
She could be better.
No. Like, no.
Get a purse, are you?
Is she even wearing makeup? God.
It's not helping.
Oh my God. Tell. There's the proof right there. It all comes out.
I made her myself. Yeah, I could tell.
That's just a run-on joke with him. Yeah, I could tell.
Oh, did you make that yourself, too? Peace.
Did you make that bitch inside your van? Yeah, I could tell.
Terrible.
You are the worst.
No, he was
wonderful. Boo this man.
Wonderful person. I have his card, and I'm going to go back to him to get my spares and stuff at a later date, because he can get my keys and program them all for way cheaper than the dealership.
So you're just going to go and terrorize this man later on?
Hey, buddy, how you been, you piece of shit?
How's your ugly daughter?
Fix that website yet?
Is this your workshop? It looks nice. I mean, if you like holes in the ground.
So where's the real workshop?
And holes in the wall.
Oh my God, Dwight, you're the worst.
You're a dick, Dwight.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
We know.
Oh, we know.
It's a medical condition that I refuse to take medication for because fuck those doctors.
No, not my doctor.
I don't know what they're talking about.
You tell them. What, you guys are riled behind me now? Can I have support my decision? Oh, when I'm talking shit on the pharmacists and their government tax rates on the medication. Come on!
Like it is, Dwight.
That's politics. We were behind.
I got another thing about that Obama.
Oh,
that's what we need. We need the crowd. It's like, oh.
Sarah was like, "Why is your paycheck like a lot less this week?" And I responded to her email with one word: Obama.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh my God, my face hurts.
Yeah, it's a good podcast when we're like 15 minutes in and my face is already hurting.
Oh shit. Too funny.
Shoot. But yes, Dave, wonderful fella.
I know you call him a little fella. Hey, little fella.
I'm less taller than him.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Go on, go on.
Oh, he's going to rub that in his face, too.
It's done!
It's completely out of nowhere.
As well just be a hobbit.
It wasn't out of nowhere. Ryan provoked me.
Oh, now I'm the bad guy, huh?
He's the bad guy.
All right, you just can't take any blame for yourself.
God
you
damn.
You entitled piece of shit.
Yes, that's Ryan's theme song now. When he walks into the door. It's weird because I see his lips still moving, but we don't hear what he says.
Can't you hear me?
Yes.
I said, why are you playing the Shutter Island music? Or the sound, the foghorn.
No, that's
like.
The music. Shutter Island. The entire movie.
The whole theme. What do you think this is? Foghorn, perhaps?
Are you thinking Inception?
Oh, God.
No.
Yeah,
that's Inception.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. All right. No, we're having two different conversations here, and I won't have it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you say.
No, Shutter Island, the little on the boat.
Yeah.
No. The Inception. Yes, Inception.
Yeah, but that foghorn that you're thinking of is from Inception.
No!
Shutter Island was an island, yes, because Shutter Island.
When was there a foghorn in
Inception? But it's still the same guy.
Really? Literally any time that anybody
Well, I only saw that movie once, so that one didn't... I mean, that's why I'm not thinking it's that movie. Like, I didn't like Inception.
How many times did you see Shutter Island?
Many a time. I just watched it last week.
Yes. Ooh, this man.
Yeah, you got one in there. It's like, crucify him. God, those people are mean.
Oh my God, no.
They booed me so hard, I want to go just throw myself off a cliff.
That's what they want you to do, Ryan.
I know.
Give in. Don't you give in.
Alex is making it really hard not to.
Alex is going to push you over the edge.
So shit. So who's played Warframe?
I'm playing it right now.
Played it for a little bit.
I thought about doing that, but that's too involved.
Nah.
And I failed my level up test because I didn't know there was a timer, so I have to wait a whole day.
Level up test?
Level up test?
See, how come no one else? Only me and Baguette had to take it. Like when we wanted to level up, it was like take this test. And it was like a timed thing to level up.
That's
level
weird.
Up what?
Like the little rank in the corner, the top left corner, that rank.
What level are you now then?
Zero.
Yeah, I'm level one. I didn't take no goddamn test.
That is bullshit. Getta didn't have to take one either. Up Getta, Greg. Timer.
You sound like a crazy person.
You ask Getta. You get him on the horn.
I no, would, but he can't be on the podcast anymore because the cleaning.
I'm not
having some fun with that.
How am I supposed to like keep a fucking sentence going when Alex over in the Alex in the corner of the room? Just little micro
tooting.
Just tooting away.
Tooting his horn.
It was so soft that it sounded like he was really trying to cover it up, even though it was a sound effect.
I can't stop it.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys.
Please don't think less of me.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That reminds me of that hippo video I posted, or I tweeted out rather, earlier or this week, of the it was called a hippo butt explosion, where I realized that I try to be mature sometimes, but then I see a video of this, and I just I lost it. I was by myself. It was like 9 in the morning, and I just was laughing my ass off. Did you? None of you guys watched it?
I saw it.
I saw it a long ass time ago when George linked it.
Dole was telling me that he linked it one time during a podcast, but, you know, me, I was so focused during the podcast, I didn't see it, so that was my first time seeing it.
Right,
yeah.
How foolish of us not to know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that is right, yeah.
No, yeah, that's it.
Well, I'm glad that reminded you of that.
Yeah, we're just having a good time over here.
I hate you, Dwight.
Okay.
You know, every time I see something during the week, it's like, oh, I want to bring that up on the podcast. And I never remember to
write it down. I forget all the goddamn time, too, dude.
We got to start writing shit down, because I do that, too. We all have to take a notebook with, or a little note thing, pad. Delete our cell phone, telephones.
I was going to say, I'm just going to put that one on the front page.
Yeah, some sticky notes. And start writing shit down.
We call it notes with a Z, so people don't think we're super serious about taking notes, but
or they think it's like zombies in your notes.
Yeah.
What kind of idiots are we dealing with?
Ourselves.
These idiots.
These idiots we have to deal with all the
time.
First
of all, who's going through your phone aside from you?
Me. Zombies. And you.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. All right, then.
So, my phone actually updated to Jelly Bean the other day, and now it's faster. Which is weird, because usually, you know, when you get a new OS or something like that, things slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, it's faster.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I use a benchmark utility that they use for, like, you know, testing out new phones and crap like that. So I figured I'd get it for my phone just to see where my thing lands up. It was when I was reading about the S4. S4 scores like a 27,000 or something like that. Mine got like a 9,100. but after Jelly Bean, I scored over a 9,800.
Nice.
And it's snappy again, which is kind of cool.
It's all snappy.
Yeah. Benchmark thing is called AnTuTu. ANTUTU.
I don't like that.
But it's pretty neat. Kind of shows where your phone kind of ranks in speed.
I know where my phone ranks.
Yeah?
In the fucking toilet.
Next to yeah, just, God damn it. Beat me to the toilet joke. Good
where
work,
Terry.
Where
did you get your phone? The toilet store? Yes. Yes, I did. Shut up, Alex. Man.
That was the audience, Terry.
Yeah, what's up, Terry?
We have this live voted right now. People are listening in. They're voting on the new thing to use.
All right.
I was just wondering what that one was.
I didn't even mean to do that. I just wanted to know what it was.
That's pretty cool.
I like that one.
You know what? It's pretty good. This was good.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Alex. I worked very hard on it.
Good. I think I'm going to have to fucking download a goddamn app for notes. This is stupid. I don't have a notes.
Mine has a memo thing built into it. I have ice cream sandwich.
I know, mine doesn't.
Mine used to have one, but since I went to whatever, it's not there. Maybe I'll pick up Evernote. Is that any good? I hear business people like it.
Yeah, business people like it.
You'll hate
it. It says right there on the homepage of it or whatever, it says notes.
Business people like it.
See? Business people like it, then notes.
Business people like notes.
Business people love notes.
Don't shut up about notes.
Well, mine only has it because it's LG. Okay.
Let's see. So we're just looking for like a notepad?
I don't know. I'm going to pick up Evernote real quick.
No, I'm saying like
browsing fucking apps and
shit. Nah, I'm done.
on your iPhones.
No one here has an iPhone.
Smart ass.
I was actually thinking about that. LLP.
You were thinking about getting an iPhone?
No. I was thinking about how, I'm sure you guys have probably noticed this as well. Every celebrity has a fucking iPhone. Anytime you see an iPhone in like a cell phone in a show or something like that, it's always an iPhone.
That's not true. I saw a lot of Galaxies at the Oscars.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. They even had they were like the sponsor of it.
Oh well, there you go. That's why you saw it.
Okay. Yeah, but still, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just disproving your facts.
He's just saying you're wrong.
Damn. Okay.
I'm wrong about everywhere, but
I would say nine out of ten. Yeah, I agree.
9 out of 10 times that you see someone with a cell phone or something like that at a TV show or just a celebrity doing whatever they're doing, always an iPhone.
Yeah.
And even all of the Rooster Teeth fellas, they all got iPhones. And then I was thinking, like, shit, I don't know anybody in our group of friends that has an iPhone.
Nope.
Sarah has an iPhone.
Does she?
Mm-hmm. It's like a 3.
Oh.
The closest person that I know that still wants one is Sam.
That makes sense.
He's been using a 3GS and, you know, without a SIM card over in Germany just for like Wi-Fi crap. And it's been holding up, and I think he told me that he still was thinking about picking a new one up. He didn't express any interest in an Android device, even though he went away from iPhones and got an Android. 2 Androids, I think, actually. And then, I don't know, fell back into the Apple scene.
Weird.
But I always knew that guy was no good.
Mm-hmm. It's probably just because it's easy to use.
It is easy to use.
I find Android pretty easy to use.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, I haven't had any problems with the Android.
I enjoy how much stuff I can do with
smartphones. Smartphones in general are pretty easy to use.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you put an Android in someone's hand who has been using an iPhone, and they're like, what is this? I don't know how to use this.
I still have trouble navigating the iPhone. I try to press buttons that aren't there.
Where's the back button on this?
That's just the drugs, Ryan.
Where's the back button?
Where are the
what button?
We're all about going forward.
Or back home.
We go forward or we go home.
It's always one step forward, not 2 steps back.
If you're going to go back, you go all the way back.
Do not pass go.
Do not pass go. Shit. All right, podcast over.
Yeah,
I gotta go.
Why?
I don't actually have to go.
Oh, wow. Got me.
Yeah, I thought you.
Didn't you hear the audience? They caught on to it before you did.
I know, they're smarter than I am.
Got you with your pants down.
You sure did, Dwight. What do you have to say to that?
I wish I wasn't wearing pants in the first place. That way, they couldn't take them down. Still got it.
Okay. That wasn't that funny. But okay.
You're the worst.
You are, in fact, the worst.
Damn.
You guys are really on me tonight.
I'm sorry.
It's really going to hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry after that disgusting story you told.
Damn, get him, Terry.
Wow.
Dwight, I'm sorry. You guys are awful.
I'm sorry.
We're the awful ones.
Damn.
Audience is with me on that one.
Yeah, whatever. I'll just go back to talking about Obama, then you guys will be on my side. That's right. I know you guys. I can play you like a fiddle. Obama sucks. Huh?
You can't just talk about the president like that. That's...
I can't.
There's not
though.
Many people can say they were the president.
Silence! I kill you! Oh, I hate Jeff Dunham.
Who is watching that?
No. It's Alex on the soundboard.
I don't like that one. We can do better.
We could do better than Jeff Dunham. Okay.
Just stop. Oh.
Continue. Okay.
Okay. No, he's had his chance.
Oh, my bad.
Really? That's what you go to.
Now you're going to fall asleep on us. Whatever.
All right, whatever.
Who is it?
Ding dong, shut up.
Ding dong, shut up.
That's pretty harsh, dude.
Yeah, well, shut up.
Oh, so I also beat Bioshock on 1999 mode. That's a little update.
I still have not played Bioshock.
Me either. And I guess the thing I want to really play right now would be the new Final Fantasy.
Well, I don't think anybody's playing that yet.
That is what I'm...
He's got the shivers.
I come on. It's like,
he needs an MMO to play.
Tex and Alex or Tex and Terry's like, come on, man. What did you do today? Come on. What class? Ah, damn.
I've
you
got,
made that.
I've got an itch. I've got an itch and I can't scratch it.
Next so, Terry, are you able to play right now or you just... You guys are waiting for the next thing?
Yeah, we're waiting for the next test.
Phase.
Days. It's like tomorrow. This weekend. It will start tomorrow, though.
Nice.
So excited! Me and Jose are gonna have so much fun without Alex! Oh my god!
You know what's shitty is that fucking Jose makes time for that shit, but he never makes time for the goddamn podcast. Final Fantasy comes up!
I know, like, that's what me and Agent were talking about.
Stop the brakes! Ho-Ho getting on the FF train!
He'll play like the first day, maybe. Yeah,
you'll play the first 10 minutes, be like, all right, I gotta go raid time.
I gotta work.
Yeah. You gotta go cook chilies. Or you gotta go eat chilies while he's raiding.
Not
that's
there.
His right.
Mm-hmm.
It's his right to eat chilies.
Jose can eat chilies if he wants.
That's true. That is his right. Mm-hmm. That is his God-given right, Dwight. You will not take it from him.
I did. Wasn't taking it from him. What was it? This is bullshit.
Well, when you lose the audience, Dwight, you just kind of lose the audience. There's really no getting them back. They're against you. You should have started the podcast off being a dick. See?
I will end this podcast right now. And I will edit it to where the applause is for me every time.
It's about you, not for you.
No. That was just...
That was
misplaced. Yeah, what if the sound guy was just in the back? He's like, what about that? What are you guys going to work around with that, huh?
Deal with it.
Like, you're looking at him like, what, man? And he's looking at you like...
Oh, what's up? Come at me.
I make sounds to you all day.
Bam!
Just starts throwing sounds at you.
That one was me.
I was wondering where that came from. I was like, what?
Impossible.
I'm trying to find this level thing you were talking about, Ryan. This is I don't see any test.
Terry, are you gonna ride the Magitek armor?
I don't think that's in yet.
Are you gonna ride the Magitek armor, Terry?
It's not there yet.
You're not telling me what I want to hear.
It's not in the game yet. I'm sorry. I don't know why I put out that stinky little video of it. But what are you doing?
Fight number one. Best person ever. Audience loves. You guys just don't get it.
Yeah, we don't get it.
The audience loves me.
Wow,
chicka, wow, wow.
Don't do that.
Who was that? Who's
looking around like, what?
It's just like some guy that just made these sound effects for the Hangout Toolbox.
What's this one? Okay.
I don't care.
Oh.
I'm uncomfortable now.
Yeah, me too. Let's stop doing that and the farts.
Okay.
Well.
They don't have the one that we want, though. It's like, oh!
Damn!
That'd be too good to be true.
I know.
Oh, man. So what's it called? Got that Doctor Who and Game of Thrones finally back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm all cut up on Game of Thrones, Doctor Who, and Walking Dead.
Yeah, Walking Dead ended the day Thrones started, which was just amazing.
For me. Day Who started, too.
Yeah.
That was the day after.
Doctor that was the day before.
Yeah.
I thought Walking Dead came out on Saturdays.
No. Walking Dead Sundays. Mm. I didn't care for the last Doctor Who, though.
I just feel like my biggest problem with Matt Smith has been that his Doctor character is just, like, uber powerful.
Yeah.
Like,
uber powerful.
He's totally OP.
I don't get what you mean by that.
I don't know. I feel like he's just like...
We should also preference if we're going to be any... If there's any spoilers being thrown out to tell people...
Well, I'm not going to talk specifics. I'm just saying, like, he, like... I feel like he's just his... They'll have this huge episode. They're trying to solve a problem, and he'll just at the end be like, oh, I guess I'll just use my screwdriver. Like, it happens all the time, and it just frustrates me.
Yeah, it does... Well, the thing is, though, is that early season, like, all the... Doctor Who series have always started with like a lot of little problems.
And well, technically, this isn't the start of the season. This is just the continuation.
Yeah, we're already halfway through.
Yeah.
I don't know. They save the bigger arc shit for the back half, but yeah, no, I completely agree that this has been kind of lackluster. It's been good.
I liked the first one. I just didn't like care for the last one.
Yeah,
it was like I had paused it. At a certain point, it was like, okay, well, this can wait for a second while I go do this. And I looked at it, and I realized I was halfway through the episode, and nothing had actually happened yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's like 22 minutes in, and that's when, like, something happens, when the conflict comes up.
But barely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's been really lame for me, because I just keep thinking, I was like, man... Remember David Tennant, Dwight? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember how really good he was, like, even during, like, the lame episodes? Yeah. I mean, even that episode, the... God damn it, now I can't remember.
Gridlock!
No. God, no. That's impossible. The audience is rigged, and now I know it, because no one fucking likes Gridlock.
I put that episode on when I can't sleep at all. Like, when Serenity's not even doing the trick. When I've watched the entire movie, I've been like, God, I love that movie, but I didn't sleep. I put on Gridlock, and I'm just like, I can put on any of her episodes. She's the worst. What was her name?
Which one, Martha?
Martha.
Right? I didn't like her either. And then, like, Leanne's giving me shit for not liking her.
Martha's boring as shit, man.
There we go. That's all we have to say on Martha. Terry's not even trying to defend it or nothing.
Terry, what do you say about Martha?
Silent.
Why would I?
I just figured you'd try to play devil's advocate, but
she was like, she had her good episodes.
Yeah, she was okay.
But I feel like she spent most of the time crying.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she doesn't love me.
My family. Shut up.
Okay, bye.
You should have just left her after the one trip.
Okay, now you're getting out of hand now.
No pictures, please.
No pictures. Yeah, so I've been debating on whether to go back and rewatch the Tenants.
Nah. Just wait for the anniversary.
That's in November, though.
Really?
Just wait.
What, really? As what? Which way are you leaning on that, really?
Like, this way in November?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
It's too far.
It's Leanne's birthday.
Same I used day. Her birthday like in April.
No, I never said that.
Birthday was this month. I feel like, wasn't something happening in May? Like May?
My birthday.
20-something. No, not that. Shut up.
Ryan, my birthday is coming down.
May 20-something.
I'll be in town.
Right,
if I aren't in town already.
Was that it?
Yeah, because Spencer was coming down.
Yeah.
It's just you guys are all so boring. I thought it was something really exciting.
Sam was supposed to come back into the country. Maybe.
Oh,
like
the funny thing about that, the party, at the little party thing, I showed up late.
Yeah, you did.
And I saw Sam. I was like, hey, Sam. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, later on, I was like, okay, so what was the surprise?
God damn. Dan didn't know either. He came in like after the announcement or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was just walking around, and Sam was like, he was probably just 10 feet to the right or whatever, and Dan was saying hi to me and Nick and everybody, and we were all talking to Dan, and he starts making his way towards Sam, and I'm just sitting there watching. And I was like, I was waiting for him to see Sam, but I think Dan was already drunk at that time. So he just kind of like walks around, and then he like sees Sam, and he's like, "Hey!" It took him a second. It was pretty funny. For those who don't know, our buddy Nick, for like the last 2 weeks or so, has been like pumping us up for like this big announcement thing. He even made a Facebook event about it.
It was this big to do.
Big thing. He says he wants literally everybody that's close to him to be there. It's a big announcement. He's not pregnant or getting married, but it's going to benefit all of his friends, he said. And so 2 weeks go by about this big event. Everybody's speculating about what the fuck it's going to be.
I think it was longer than that, more than 2 weeks.
It might have been more than 2 weeks, maybe.
Like a month.
And I was a little sad because... I've mentioned this before on the podcast, I was going to go to an AMD fan event at the same day. I didn't know they were on the same day until, like, 2 days beforehand.
If I'd have known it was just Sam showing up, I would have just gone.
No. I'm very happy I was there, but...
yeah, whatever.
Anyways, this whole thing starts happening, and, like, more and more people start showing up. I showed up at, like, 6. And by the time, 8:30 rolled around when he was supposed to make the announcement, there's, like, 50 fucking people at his house. And it seemed like half of them were Nick's, like, family. Close-ass family. Like, his parents, both of his sisters, his brother. It seemed like grandparents and uncles.
Grandparents were there, yes.
Yeah. And
that's like getting married status right there.
Yeah, that's what we're like. And so, like, as Nick was... I got it all on film. It's pretty crap because everybody was super loud, but...
Terry, look at that.
When Nick was...
I'm shooting.
Go on, go ahead.
When Nick pulled everybody, he said, "All right, everybody, come on inside," you know, whatever, pulled them all into the living room of the house. He starts prepping, and I think it was his grandma or something like that. He goes, "Oh, God, he's coming out, isn't he?"
Ah!
Fucking, it was great. It was the funniest thing ever.
It was fantastic. The
funniest thing ever. And he goes, no, I'm not.
But that would benefit
everybody. You know what's funny, though? Sarah's guess was that she's like, what, is Nick and Sam coming out of the closet that they're gay together?
So at that exact moment...
It turns out Sam's home.
No, Greg, our buddy Greg, comes up, grabs Nick's hand, and like raises it in the air, and goes, "We're getting married!" Like, it's funny. But no, he said... His fake story that he made up was, he got a big promotion or something at work because he passed his license. Because he passed his license like a few days before this for some other thing, for a banking job or whatever. And he was going to go to Spain for 13 months. What?
He's a licensed banker. He can sell investment products now. It's a big deal.
No, it's more than that.
Yeah, whatever, Ryan.
Yeah, I know. He got it.
Whatever. He could do more shit now in a bank. Whatever. He could count more pennies than
he can count
people.
More money. He can count more of his millions.
So
got a Series 6.
He got he said he got some exchange program to go to Spain for 13 months. And then the first thing Allie says, I can hear in the other side of the room, she goes, "How does that benefit us?"
Whoa!
So he goes on a little bit, just a couple more sentences about that. And he goes, but there is also someone I want you to meet. And so we all start going out into the garage. And literally, like, still at this point, I'm like, it can't be Sam. Whatever. I talked to Sam 4 hours before this, and asked him. I was like, hey, do you want me to Skype you in? Because I'm going to try to Skype in Ryan, too. Sorry, Ryan. There was way too many people there.
That's all right.
I was going to Skype him in for this announcement thing. Do you want to be part of it? And he goes, no, man, I got work in the morning and I can't make it. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. It was like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. for him, so I was like, okay, whatever, he's going to be going to bed. And that's what I kept telling people there. I was just like, nah, I just talked to Sam. He has to get ready for work or whatever.
He told me he's got work in the morning.
Yeah. So I was helping without even knowing.
He's so honest and trustworthy.
And so we go out into the garage again, and Nick says, okay, well, I'm not going to Spain, whatever like that, but the person I want you guys all to see is, and he points over to the bar, like it's like a little bar on the side of the garage, and Sam pops up from behind it, and it was very loud after that.
That's awesome. I wish I had.
Yeah, bunch of people screaming and stuff, and then I yelled at, I think I called him a son of a bitch. I was really pissed off.
Sam, you son of a bitch.
Like I said, you son of a bitch. I talked to you 4 hours ago. And, yeah. But I got it on film, but it's. I still haven't edited it or anything.
You have it on film? Like, literally?
Yeah.
It's intense.
So,
Where'd you get film?
Goodwill.
Makes sense.
Yeah. No one wanted it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's good film. Don't you waste
that's good film.
Don't you waste that film.
Put some salt on that, throw it in a boiling pot of water, you got yourself a stew going.
That's right.
I think it's got some film on top.
Shut up.
So yeah, Sam's back and pretty happy. He's been at my house every single day since he came back. Been playing, trying to catch up on games.
Ain't got no job.
Yeah, he's really pissed about that too. He's like, man, I gotta get a fucking job.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
He's been playing Skyrim. He's like, man, I've missed Skyrim, so he started a new game on Skyrim.
I miss Skyrim too. I'm gonna go buy it again.
Yeah. It's like $40 now on PC. I'm just saying, it's like $40.
So who benefits from this?
Someone out in the audience.
I don't. We were talking about me getting Skyrim.
Yeah, I know. I know what you said, but I know what I heard too, and then I knew what I was going to say after that because I only pay attention to myself.
We know.
Train.
Well, I can't wait to be home either. One day.
Yeah, hurry up.
Yeah, make time go faster. Waiting for?
When I know, I'll let you know.
Oh, Ryan, you have some terrible news about your Nion.
I do. I sold my car. I sold my car today.
The one that doesn't have reverse?
Doesn't have a working driver's door. No, let's go through the list of things that don't work, Ryan.
So heater doesn't work.
Okay.
The driver's side door, somebody tried to break into it a couple Christmases ago, so that doesn't unlock. You have to go in through the other side and unlock it, and then you can get in. It just doesn't lock from like the key. Let's see what else is wrong with it.
Doesn't go in reverse.
The
last 2 years.
Last 2 years, the heater doesn't work.
You said the engine is missing.
This is a whole thing with the engine where it's just not there.
I had to keep jumping
it with bike parts
yesterday. I had to keep jumping it just to get anywhere, and so I sold it to a junkyard. They picked it up this morning. I'm sad.
How much did they give you for it?
$225.
It's a good deal for that piece of shit.
I agree. She served her purpose. She did good. She held on for me longer than she should have. In all honesty.
You got anything new lined up, or are you going to put that money towards a bike?
I'm going to put that money towards going back to California.
Towards bus fare.
Yeah. Sarah and I are sharing a car. We only work like half a mile from each other. So that's what I'll be doing. People live with one car every day. I can do it.
Yeah, that's my life.
I live with one car, too.
Yeah, but there's only one of you.
Yeah, Terry. Terry lives with one car, too.
Okay. Not the same thing.
Well, we're just saying.
Come on.
It still applies to both Terry and I.
This is the way Ryan said it. Okay. Not the same thing.
I disagree.
Disagree all you want. You're wrong.
You didn't specify.
You got to qualify.
You said
that
one
statement.
Car. I got one car. Gotcha.
Oh man, that reminded me of something that Terry and I invented one day in the car. Yeah. And I can't talk about it because I don't want anybody else to steal it. Because it's fucking, it is great, and I
my
really
idea,
want to do it.
Please don't steal.
Yeah. I'm gonna just tell you, Terry, real quick in the chat, in case you forgot.
Nah, I know what you're talking about.
Do you? It's, the thing is, I'm pretty sure you and I are on the same wavelength. Nope.
Why do you think I always say gotcha like gotcha?
The thing is that we can't say any of the catchphrases either. Because it's totally going to give it away.
You guys are ridiculous.
We'll tell you guys after the podcast. It's fantastic.
You're ridiculous.
We should. We could try to film the promo of that just as like a one-off. You know? We could do it this week.
The world is ready.
It's really, it's something that writes itself, so we have to put almost no effort into doing it, and it'll just be funny as is.
We're funny.
Sometimes.
We're hilarious.
Maybe sometimes for you, I don't know about it.
Damn.
I'm always on it.
Damn.
Like
that's
our
right.
Audience
you heard
anymore.
It here first. You don't have to like it, but you got to deal with it.
Damn!
I told you, I'm always on it. Come on, hit me with another one.
Yeah, boy, you're rough today.
I know, right?
Whatever.
It's because I'm a potato, isn't it?
He's jealous. You're all just jealous.
Look, Terry, I need you to look at my face. I ain't jealous.
You're
huh?
jealous. You're masking it, but tell.
That's the sound I'm making.
Okay, you can stop. Have to keep making that sound.
Not going to make any sense to anybody until you look at the website for the screenshot I totally took.
Cherry, did you look at the picture? Cherry, did you look at my picture?
Which one? The camera.
You only put one.
Is there a picture?
I only linked one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's in Skype.
You are qualified for your next rank. If you fail, you need to requalify. You're in some kind of fucking remedial placement.
You gotta take it. What if he failed the tutorial, guys? Yeah. Like, he fucked the tutorial up, and he's stuck in a different mode than what
you
we
failed the tutorial, so now you have to take it.
I didn't take the tutorial.
Exactly.
Maybe he did, he just didn't know it was a tutorial.
You skipped class that day, so now you gotta take a test.
Whatever.
It's like your star test.
Your star test.
My star test always got thrown out because I put that I was black, and apparently that like affects it if you're not really black.
I don't understand how that affects it.
Makes you a liar.
Terry used to just get mad at me. He's like, you know I have to throw that test out. And I'm like, I did not. But I just all the time.
Terry is not me in this game.
Yes, no, not you, Terry. Not this time.
So we played a ton of Sonic yesterday.
Yeah.
And I believe Sega owes us some royalties because a few people bought that game because they were watching us play.
They must have made like $120 at least.
At least. And that means we get 200 of that.
That means we get 200.
Each.
Is that how that works?
That community thing was awesome. I think we need to do that more often.
Yeah.
Did you have to add those
people?
What's
a game that can actually support more than four people at once?
Yeah, I'll host it. Well, shit, I got to get S rank and then I'll host it.
Yeah, you need to get on top of that.
Yeah. Well, what do I got to do to get S rank?
World tour.
Yeah, world tour.
I'm doing the world tour.
Well, you gotta get all the way to the... Well, not even all the way to the end. You gotta get to the last level, and then...
Do I have to do them all on hard, or can I do it on normal and just get to the end?
Hard.
Hard, because normal's not gonna get you enough points.
Oh, I need the stars or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I can't do some of those on hard, man. I've tried. And I just get so beaten.
Hard was so easy. You think hard was bad.
Yeah. If you had trouble with hard, you're not going to enjoy expert.
I'm not going to go for triple stars or whatever. Right? I just want the fucking S rank and then call it quits. And then have fun in multi.
I might buy that game this week. You can play on my computer, right?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, why mm-hmm. not?
But then again, you know, your computer sort of has trouble playing Minecraft sometimes, too. But then again, fucking Minecraft is kind of dumb.
Yeah, Minecraft is weird.
Yeah. For a game so basic, it takes a lot of...
I know, my girlfriend was trying to play it on her laptop, and it runs just fine on her laptop, but at a certain point, it just won't run
her
anymore.
Laptop it's overheating.
Just... Hmm?
It's her laptop overheating. Tell her to try playing just, next time with the battery
She doesn't
out.
Have enough memory or whatever to keep running it.
Tell her to try playing it next time with the battery out. You know? Because the battery actually puts off a lot of heat. And if you're plugged in, you know, obviously there's no reason to have a battery in.
It just tells you that she doesn't have sufficient memory.
Yeah, I know.
You don't even care.
I don't. Do you see how far leaned back I am?
You can go further. Keep going. Keep going.
A little bit more.
A little more.
That's it. I'm at maximum. This is actually pretty comfortable. I've never been this far back in my chair before.
And then he rolled.
And I was waiting for him to fall over, but I guess it's not going to happen.
Oh, no, man. This thing's solid. You got a firm base.
Solid as a rock.
Solid.
It just can't fucking keep itself up.
I don't think solid as a rock will help remind her, make me forget that we did business with Iraq. The 26th of May!
Yeah, that's what it was.
What?
Arrested Development, May. The thing I was thinking about in May was Arrested Development.
Oh, he didn't care about you at all, Ryan.
Yeah.
I don't care. At least I'm not you.
That's true. I don't know what that means, but he's not you.
Look, it's okay to be you, but it's not. I don't know how to put this without hurting your feelings.
I don't know if Ryan has feelings.
What?
I wasn't talking about Ryan, but okay.
Oh.
Anyway.
What are you talking about me?
No. Why would I be talking about you?
I tune out a lot of that stuff.
What?
Ryan's just tuning out everything.
No, I hear you guys. I'm just dicking around. What?
He's just razzing our berries.
What?
Stop it, what? Ryan.
What?
Oh my God. Jesus.
Just making sure you're still awake there, smiley face. Put that thing away.
I'm never going to have any fun.
No, you don't.
No one's going to know what you're talking about. Put they that thing away.
Next week, though.
Man,
next
I can't have any stand. Fun. Now we're going to be too wrapped up in what we have planned to do any of that.
Yeah, shit. I was just looking at that right now. We should. How close are we to ending this podcast? We can go test that shit out.
You just want to drop this and go on.
He's ready. He's excited.
I am excited.
Maybe 50 minutes in.
Pretty weak podcast.
Yeah, that would be a pretty weak podcast.
They're every week.
Point taken, Ryan. We can make these things 20 and get out. We'll hit a solid 20 and just we'll call it quits.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
You guys have the worst.
Sniper Goo out.
Listen, if you want the time to go by faster, just pick a topic. We'll talk about it.
We were talking just fine.
Listen, we could talk, but we ain't discussing.
All right, let's get to discussing.
All right.
We just kicked off that SMP again.
Yeah, people are liking the multiple cameras.
Yeah?
Yeah, I figured.
Some people didn't quite understand why everybody didn't have a camera.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty clear, but...
No, that would not work.
The way it works is... Terry and Dwight.
We are all across the country.
Yeah, but Terry and Dwight live together. Well, not together, but close enough to where Terry can put the footage on the drive.
Oh, it would be insane if that were the case.
We'd never see them again.
What sleep schedule?
I have a plan, but I will talk about it some other time.
Okay.
We'll talk about what I want to hear. Plan. I want to be part of this.
Someone should make a counter for how many times we're like, "Oh man, I just want to tell you something, but I can't."
I can't. I'll get to you later.
I'll hit you back. Yeah. So the reason that it's only Terry and I's camera is because Terry lives right down the street. I got us an external hard drive a while back, and we could just toss the footage back and forth that way. It's super easy.
Like a cheap whore.
Easy breezy. Beautiful cover girl.
It is a little bit more of a pain than I realized to edit because syncing sort of is an issue. And I also realized that Terry's monitor or his brightness is not the same as mine. So switching to him is kind of dark, kind of a lot more dark than mine.
Well, I changed it in the later.
Did you?
On. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because I was on Moody for a while and was like, fuck, I'm recording. Like, yeah. It's stupid. Like, I can see it fine.
It is stupid, isn't it? Because Moody fully looks rendered. Awesome. But,
yeah.
Just for filming's sake, you gotta.
Yeah,
you gotta
not everyone has a decent monitor.
Mm-hmm. Or even if they have a good monitor, their contrast could just be like, boop, 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 boop. You see that? That's a monitor.
Wait, Moody's a preset on your monitor?
No, on Minecraft.
Oh, on Minecraft, okay.
The brightness level. Moody is all the way down.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. But yeah, gotta keep it on full bright. So yeah, we're gonna keep that up. You guys seem to like it, so that's awesome. I really would like to have all of our views. And the only way that I could even think about doing that is if you guys all recorded and then rendered it out, but then I would be rendering a render, and I'll lose a little bit of quality in between. Yeah. And then you guys will also have to upload the full video to me, which would be probably 3 to 4 gigs.
And yeah.
And you guys don't have fucking 21 up like I do, so that's just...
That would this take guy, like rub two. It in your face real quick.
Was not rubbing it in your face. I was merely presenting it to your faces and seeing where it went from there.
Right into our collective faces to be rubbed.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it went.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew that would happen.
I didn't know it would happen. I was hoping it would happen.
You are just the worst.
Yes. Whatever.
I like how Ryan's hair has changed.
Huh? It's been that way.
He started off with the hair to the side like this.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, but I've been trying to put it up like back, that every time.
And then now it's all... Boop.
All greaser.
He's all greaser on us. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we interrupting your dinner? Oh, you got Cheerios?
Mm-mm.
Piece of shit.
Apple cinnamon Cheerios, sucka.
Eh, I didn't care for those.
Oh, well.
They're my favorite. I only like Honey Nut Cheerios with bananas cut up in it.
That is good. I always thought that was weird. Like, you see in a commercial or whatever, it has fruit in the cereal, and it's like, yeah, why would you want to do that? And I try it with bananas, and it's like, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Raspberries are actually pretty cool, too.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I like to hang out with them on the weekends.
Yeah, blueberries. They know what's up.
Raspberries are pretty cool berries.
Those are some cool berries. They should have called them Bradberries.
Damn! That was a missed opportunity.
I killing it tonight.
Yeah. I'm getting killed.
That's why I stopped playing Warframe.
I didn't do that one.
Someone doing applause for themselves now. And that's not cool, man. That's a responsibility.
It's Terry.
Goddamn. Why, because he's black?
No, because he's doing it.
Come on. How do you get an applause for that? Goddamn. I'm dying out here. Can't even get away with the racist joke anymore.
Oh, man.
Okay. So did you guys watch the fan mail video at all this week?
Yes.
You did?
I watched some of it.
That Cat and Ghost girl, she's super talented.
I like the art.
Chops.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
I checked out her Tumblr. A lot of her art, Terry, is like similar to like what I remember from you from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot that same sort of flow that you had in high school. A lot of it was like, man, that's like
my groove.
Yeah, your groove. Your
smooth
art groove.
Groove.
And you're also on there. Like, your artwork is on her Tumblr. It's like inspiration mm-hmm. bits. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I follow her.
My bad.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know. Shit. I was fuck damn.
We're all one big Tumblr family that you're not a part of.
Well, that's because I don't have a vagina.
You're all outsiders.
So. Oh, damn.
That was rude.
Was rude.
I'm trying to win the audience back by hitting them with rude jokes, racism.
Wow, so you're a racist, huh?
Look at this sweet necklace, though.
So let me ask you a question about Dave.
He was white.
Oh, interesting.
Is it? Did you expect something else?
I did, the way you treated him.
Oh. I feel like you're treating me a certain way, Ryan.
Excuse me? Don't you turn this on me? I'm trying to figure out in your head what you were thinking.
You're trying to turn this back around like on me.
I'm not trying to flip it on you. It's always been you.
He's flipping again.
I think we all agree that Dwight is the bad guy tonight.
I don't like that.
There's no coming back, so just stop trying.
Whatever. I'm a put in some forms to be the good guy next week.
Good luck.
Penelope, don't touch something up.
You have to get those forms past Alex.
I'll get my stamp.
Gatekeeper. Somebody, Alex and Adrian yesterday, found this amazing game called Gundog.
Gundog?
Gundog. Yes.
Okay.
It's a third-person shooter where you play as dogs, like dog people.
Fantastic. I already love it. what's like, not to love?
It's like a Battlefield Heroes clone.
Yeah, it's basically Battlefield Heroes except with like dog people. And I saw this game. I was like, I think we have to play this.
It's called Gundog. It's
called Gundog. You play as dogs shooting each other with guns.
Is this on Steam?
No,
it's this shitty Korean bullshit.
OG Planet.
Okay. I get you.
Long story short, the game was awful. But, I mean, we had to try.
I came out, like, on top.
Yeah. It's like the one game we played.
Would you say you were the top dog?
That's what I said.
Okay, that's the thing. That's the other thing that came up. We beat
no! 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 Thank you, Ryan.
No! It's been done.
It was late for you guys.
After the round ended, Alex was on top, and he's like, I'm the top dog. And we're like, does it actually say top dog? I was like, no.
God damn, what?
Missed opportunity on that
one. Okay, people, when they're making games, they need to come to us and then just let us review it first. And be like, listen, these are all the opportunities you're going to miss. Right. Okay, you got to change that. Top dog right there, okay? The last person on the list, the last person on the scoreboard, is the bottom bitch.
That's right.
That's two. That's two right there.
Well, at least one person approves of
you. I'm just striving for applauses from Ryan now.
He's
counting them up.
Reaching.
That's not reaching. I respect Ryan.
It is a
Ryan.
Pretty buggy game, though.
Is it buggy?
It was very awful.
Okay, all right. So explain it to someone who doesn't know what Battlefield Heroes is.
Like me.
Shooter.
It's basically just think of like a first-person shooter, except third-person, obviously. You know, you hop into a game, you join a game, it's played in rounds, you're on a...
It's still team. Battlefield, there's still Conquest, there's still vehicles.
It's like playing a kiddie version of Call of Duty, because it's like, there's like no one-shotting, or there is, I guess, with the sniper rifle, but you have to be like dead on. And, you know, it's just unrealistic and easy. Cartoony.
Funny.
Yeah, every time you shoot, it's like a little comic book sound pops up, you know, like how this is like blam. Has the written sound. Yeah, you're like blam, pow.
Isn't that like an onomatopoeia?
Onomatopoeia, that is the word. But yeah, it was a broken ass game. Like I had a shotgun, I was running around blasting people point blank, and they're not taking any hits.
Fucking spawn camping.
Yeah, the way the spawns work, you spawn in one place. That's it.
Okay.
Not
there's no random about there's it. It's no random. And everybody spawns in the same exact spot.
Wait, both teams?
Both teams.
They have their own designated.
They have their own bases.
Okay, all right. That makes
always
sense.
Spawn in one single spot. So when we joined a game, it was like five of us versus two of them. And we were just standing around their spawn like, this is stupid.
Huh.
Yeah, it is.
It
nuts.
Has some cool elements. And like when you sprint, they actually go like full on dog mode and sprint on all four.
Yeah, they
start
barking and shit.
That's kind of cool. Getting in with some dogs.
It is. It's broken as shit though.
So were you guys the dog pound?
Yeah, dog pound.
Team dog pound.
We were dog catches.
But you're dogs.
Exactly.
Catch you're another
dogs
dogs.
That catch. Okay.
We're the dog catches.
Double dog catches.
The dog catches.
Actually, I think we lost in.
Was it as broken as where the snipers is broken as that one block game that I played?
That's today? What I was gonna bring up earlier. Yeah, it was basically like that, where if you had the sniper rifle, you win.
Dude, I
except it was so much easier than that because you have a giant ass block head bigger than your body. Yeah. It's like, why would you aim for the body when you're facing?
I fucked those kids up, Terry. It wasn't even fair.
What was that called?
It was like, it was block something.
Yeah, block something. Block. I'll find it. It was, I mean, I love that game just because the sniper rifles just walk around like, done, done.
The sniper rifles in Dog and
Brick Force.
What the fuck was it?
Brick Force, there you go. It wasn't blocked, but yeah, Brick Force. Oh, I would end games at like 58 to 2. Like 58 kills to 2 deaths.
There's like no reason not to use a sniper rifle in that game.
Well, that's the thing. It's like they it's a game that's built off of microtransactions or whatever, but you get like in-game points for doing well or whatever. You could just do a couple of games and do semi-okay, and then you rent... Again,
yeah, you rent the sniper rifle.
Rent the sniper for a day for crazy cheap, and you just go to town on these kids.
I did like, though, how they let you make your own maps and how people were like remaking Call of Duty maps.
Yeah.
I really liked the one, the Nuketown one that someone made.
Oh, God.
That one was awesome.
Yeah.
Nuketown. Oh, God.
Brick Force was fun, but goddamn.
It is fun for about an hour or two. And then after that, you're like, yeah.
Because then you run into somebody who plays it seriously, and of course they have the sniper rifle, and they're right. Just killing you. You take two steps, done.
Well,
down.
Anybody who plays that seriously, they got, like, all the other shit, too. Like, they have, like, all the gear, like the hat, the chest piece, the fucking pants.
Anyone who plays it seriously needs to play another game.
Like Wolf Team!
No. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it.
I don't know. All those like Korean FPSs are just, they're not great.
No, especially Wolf Team.
Wolf Team is one of the more serious offenders.
Do you guys know anything about this Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon?
I know there was some drama over it today. Trailer.
The trailer? What's with the drama?
Because it was like... The way it was very, very similar to the Super Time Force trailer. And one of the guys, I guess one of the top people at Cappy Games, the guy that makes Super Time Force, was not happy about that. Had a few things to say on Twitter.
Interesting.
I know that Uplay was hacked and people were downloading it free.
Downloading games, not this one, but other games.
Yeah, no, Blood Dragon was already done and on there, and they were downloading it.
Oh, yeah. Well, right? This game doesn't come out for 2 weeks. Almost 3 weeks.
Well, that doesn't mean it's in development still.
No, but I wouldn't think that Uplay would already have it loaded up in their servers.
Well, they do, Dwight.
Apparently they do, right? Yeah. For those who don't know, Blood Dragon is like this... I guess it's a one-off, you know, sort of deal? Like a spin-off of Far Cry 3?
It has nothing to do with Far Cry 3 or the story of Far Cry 3.
Yeah, it's like a 80s vision of the future. Like, it's super bright colors, and it's all crazy. It's super, super campy. Basically, you're trying to save a girl and kill people.
It's for funsies.
Yeah, but it's only $15. Also, I guess AMD is also giving it out, too, for people that have bought video cards recently. Alongside of Tomb Raider and Bioshock and all those other games.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
How do I qualify for this?
You'll get an email. Like, have you gotten any emails recently or, like, in the last few months for a free game? Like, did you sign up for a free game thing?
Nope.
Then you don't qualify. It's sort of like a retroactive thing.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, so there's that. Also, on the news front of amazing games that have came out, Lords of Football came out on the 5th.
Oh, the Steam thing.
The soccer, well, football game. Excuse me.
We got it to Jose.
It's $30.
Stay with me. All right.
So... for the price of a good game, we could get 2 Lords of Football. That's what I'm saying. That's math right there.
Are you saying it's not a good game?
I'm just saying it's a football game.
I'm just saying you're going to lose the audience again.
Maybe. If we have any diehard football fans out there, we probably lost them a long time ago.
Football.
No.
Once we start live streaming Evo, we're gonna lose all of them.
We're gonna lose all our fans.
Just completely offensive.
We're gonna start.
When is that again?
And the view count's gonna be up. All these viewers, and then just slowly dropping and dropping. Be, oh, where you go?
What's that? What's I'm talking to them, even though they're already gone.
When is that again?
It's in the summer.
Yeah.
Be a while.
It will be a while. Yep.
Things in the summer. Check on PAX.
News on that we are actually going to be changing those plans. And the reason is that Minecon is going to be in the US this year.
Where?
Don't know yet. It's not announced yet, but it'll be in November more than likely, since the last two were in November. And
if it's not in Florida, I'm going to flip a shit.
And I hope it's in Vegas again, in all honesty. Because it was awesome in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is probably the only place large enough to hold that many people.
That's what I'm thinking, too, is that the Vegas...
Wait. So you want to go to Minecon over PAX?
Yeah. We owe a lot more to Minecraft than we do to PAX. PAX, I think it would be a better general gaming experience. You know, but the thing is, we'll probably be able to interact and meet more fans at Minecon.
That's true.
Because I met some fans that came all the way from Australia on the first one to the first Minecon. And then fucking cute little Aussie girl. So, You guys, I mean, obviously it's up to you. By all means, go to PAX as well. But for me, I'm shooting for Minecon, and if PAX happens to be in that same area of money, which it more than likely won't, because it'd be expensive, I'm all for Minecon. So we should probably tell people that
depends on how much Minecon is and when.
Yeah.
If PAX is cheaper, I'm going to PAX.
I don't know if PAX is going to be cheaper, in all honesty, because PAX is huge.
Yeah, but it's not.
And then there's the hotel.
Especially PAX Prime.
Yeah, but they were like $60 for a 3-day pass or something like that.
Yeah,
but they got group rates for Minecon during the first year.
All I'm saying is I need to hear more about Minecon, because as far as I understand it, there's nothing
literally the only
coming that it's going to be in America. And that's all we know.
Well, in all honesty, I mean, PAX is pretty up in the air still, too. I mean, all we have is the date and the place.
Well, yeah, it's more than Minecon price.
The price? The price was set out for the tickets?
It was last year. It was $60 for a 3-day pass. So it's not going to jump
year.
Up.
This
from
year is four days though.
It's not going to jump up that much.
You don't know that.
What probably if you're 70, like?
I at least have a baseline. I have no idea how much Minecon is going to be.
It was 100, wasn't it, for the first one? But the thing is, that was the very first year of it, so they're going to have more sponsors this time around. So it's probably less.
We'll just have to wait and see.
You don't know that either.
But wait, I don't know it either.
Know. Ryan's gone.
Yeah, he's frozen. he's I don't know if he's eating his shirt now or what. Oh, no. He's just
there
licking
it.
It's like one frame a second. Yeah, just like second. Him like ripping his shirt off.
Funny. Don't do that again, though.
Okay.
That the thing, though, Terry, is that flights to Vegas for us is 120 round trip. I think to Seattle it was 300, something like that.
And Seattle's like right there.
Yeah, but Vegas
so is
even
so
closer.
Is Vegas.
Technically speaking, Vegas is closer for all of us.
Easier to get to. I'd rather go to Seattle, but that's just me. Rain, overcast.
Yeah, I just want to meet more fans. I want to go hang out with them.
Yeah. Well, let's just put that.
Put a pin in it.
Yeah, put a pin on it. Let's put it on the table. Let's.
Ryan, a pin is useless if you just put it on it. You gotta put a pin in.
Idiot.
It. Do you not know how pins work?
Alex, you boo him.
Pin much?
There's no boo, Ryan.
How did you boo before?
I didn't boo. I
he
never
no
booed.
Pinterest.
God damn it, Ryan.
Shut up, Alex.
I hate you.
Oh, Alex, I don't.
You don't mean that.
I was talking to Dwight, and I do mean that.
That's okay, Alex. I still don't hate you.
That's got it.
The
there
crowd
you go.
Loves you for being the bigger man.
Ah, shit. Cubemen 2 is out.
Who?
You guys see that? Cubemen 2?
Whatever happened to, what the fuck? Slender Source?
It's not called Slender Source anymore. Because it wasn't made by, I guess, the same people or some shit. There's some argument over the name of it and the fact that they were stealing stuff. I don't know. That's as far as I went into it. That was the last article I read. That was months ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, Ryan.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah. I think Ryan's just... We're losing Ryan completely.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. I think we're losing
your attention.
Mentally.
Yeah.
Start talking about stuff.
I'm exhausted. I'm sorry.
This guy. This is why I'm putting pins on things, because he doesn't have the energy to put them in. He's just like, eh.
Get back over there.
Let's just put this. We'll put this on the table with the pin on it, so I can put that pin up later on that time.
Okay, I'll pin that later. I'll pin that in the morning.
The weight of the pin will hold it down.
Oh, it's so heavy. Why is it so heavy? Is this made of lead?
One pin to rule them all.
Ah, I just got you, Terry. I thought you said you lost me, but you didn't lose me.
Yeah, Terry's dead. Yeah, I thought everybody was going to eat the chips. That.
Well, quit talking about the chips.
Yeah.
Ain't no one eating chips.
I had cereal.
Okay, Ryan, you back
Stop
up, bro.
Breathing on your mic.
You back up. Put some distance on that bitch.
Oh, so it's like be as close to your mic as possible, man. It's like be as far away
from your fucking Ryan.
Don't even know what to do anymore. And it's just like, fuck you. I got.
You were fine where you were sitting.
Penelope,
just don't lean
fine.
Up.
Penelope's
like, whoa, what?
Lay down. You're fine.
Shit's about to go down.
She's like, oh, shit. Jack get pissed. Get out of my face. They're trying to sedate him. So while Ryan, it's just rearranging the house. You know Sarah is probably
Scribble
sleeping.
Knots Unlimited, $8.99 at Amazon.
Okay,
gentlemen,
I want to talk about another game real quick called Evoland. Terry, have you seen it?
I saw that. I greenlit it.
It's greenlighted.
Yeah, I saw that it was up. I've been meaning to get it.
It looked like something. When I was looking at it, it looks interesting, but not a game that I would like playing. But I saw it and I was like, hey, Terry likes playing stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to tell you about it. But you already knew. For those who don't know, Evoland is like a type of game where you start in like the first generation of gaming. So it's like a 2D side-scroller-ish, right? Sort of?
Mm-hmm. Not side-scroller.
No. Well, as you play through, you unlock new technologies and gameplay systems and stuff like that, and the graphics keep getting progressively better, and by the end, it's like a 3D game. I'm not sure how the 3D works, if it just follows you around type of deal, you know?
Think Zelda and Final Fantasy put together.
There you go.
It got a 64 out of 100 Metascore in Steam, which for Steam is pretty low.
It's pretty average. I would say.
I'd say anything above 70 would be average.
I would say I don't even pay attention to the Metascore.
Damn! That's for Terry going individual.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, it looked cool. I actually picked up that one thing, Dungeon Hearts, which was pretty damn fun. It's like one of those little hybrid like puzzle games where you have to match up like three colors or whatever. But it's like an RPG. So like when you match up the three colors, you attack whatever is in front of you. It's pretty fucking intense.
It looks like Guitar Hero.
Yeah, kind of like that. It's in as far as like how the stuff is like flying at you. But it's not like you just like hit a button as it comes by. You have to like match it up before it gets to you or it breaks and goes away. But I bought it at like 1 a.m. like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, alright, I'll try it out for like 5 minutes and I'll die and then leave and go to bed. I ended up playing for like an hour and a half. I got to like 5 levels away from beating it, and it's addicting. It's too much.
Too much candle.
I think it's like $3 or something.
Yeah, it's $3. I just looked it up.
Yeah. It's a good game.
GG.
Shut up.
Damn.
When I called Ryan earlier, Terry, I thought that he was in it to win it.
Mm-hmm. Now he's just dead.
He in it to sleep.
I'm awake.
That's where he's at. He's like, okay, I'm here, but I'm asleep, okay?
Hey, I was having a good time. I hit a wall, man. I'm tired.
Well, it's probably because you're laying
We're
down.
We're all tired, Ryan.
Yes, I am exhausted.
Tired of you.
Of you being super tired. I beat DLC Quest, though. All of, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, did you beat Vault Hunter mode yet?
Nah, I'm still waiting for help. I'm waiting for Spencer to find time to come help me with it. It's hard. I tried playing earlier today again, and I don't want to play alone.
Why don't you be Sonic Racing now, huh?
Yeah, I'll probably work on that.
Alex just looks like the one dude from that South Park episode of WoW. You and Alex and Ryan. Just lean back.
Thought you said you were going to eat some of the chips.
Yeah, I thought everybody would eat the chips.
Well, fuck you, Terry.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, you could take that as a compliment because that dude kicked a lot of butt.
He was really good at WoW.
I don't play WoW. I'm not Jose.
Shut up. You could play it.
You could be Jose.
I could beat Jose.
Oh, my God. Farming Sim is 50% off.
I know, right? How tempting is that?
I want it.
$14.
And it's multiplayer. Fucking multiplayer. That's the thing that gets you.
The fun that...
Have people come visit your farm.
Is that what it is?
No. They help you.
I don't know.
Yeah, Terry, help me. Help me with these crops.
No.
Nah, we can all drive tractors.
The harvest needs to be brought in and the winter is coming.
She gives us nothing.
See, we don't even have the game and we're already just jokes Froze. Through the roof.
This is like the Harvest Moon that I've always wanted with online. Only with giant tractors.
My Harvest Moon.
I know. This is the closest I'm going to get.
It's not very close.
This, I'm telling you, is the closest I can get.
Yeah.
IGN gave it a 7.1.
IGN got their thumbs up.
Damn, I trust IGN for all of my gaming news and reviews.
Yes, me too. They are
I'm always a reliable source.
Hey, what does IGN stand for?
In no.
IGN. IGN.
In.
Are you trying to say gnome?
I don't know.
That's
inform gamers never.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was good, right?
Information never good.
That's wrong, Terry.
Again, you're doing ing.
Sit down, look, Terry.
Nah, I can do this.
I don't think so.
Information goes nowhere.
Ah, that's pretty good. Not insanely good. Not.
Hilarious.
They were formed in the 90s when that was cool.
Not psych.
Insanely good psych was taken. IGP.
Made you look.
That's not a good thing to have on a site. Haha, made you look.
Idiot.
Stupid or something? Why would you come to this website?
Why would you come here?
You got shit for brains.
It's just one of those joke sites like Meat Spin or Lemon Party.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Just link up to your friends and laugh at them when they click on it.
Yes. We need to make this a thing where IGN should be roped into the same thing as Lemon Party and Meat Spin.
I don't even know what those are.
Here, check out this link.
Hey, Ryan, you should go check out Lemon Party.
I got you.
Oh, I'm good. I don't want to now.
No, it's cool. Go do it.
Hey, Ryan, I'm going to send you a really cool website. I need you to go to it.
I'm not going to do it. Thanks.
Come on. Just click it.
Yeah, click it.
Click it.
Oh, no.
Click it.
All right. It's cool. You can do it.
Okay. I'm not going to tell the audience what I just linked him, but it'll be on our website, and it'll say
No, secret I clicked site.
It'll call Prank Your Friends. You guys won't know what it is.
Won't know what hit you.
What does that have to do with anything? Why is that on their front page?
Wasn't there also... There was another one called...
I clicked it.
It's called, Cheese and Steak or something like that. Or Steak and Cheese, I think. Is also another one. Don't go there. Don't go there. That's an
awful place. Why? That has nothing to do with its website.
Go to Lemon Party.
Not doing it.
Spin.
Not doing either of those things.
But lemon party.
But lemons, Ryan.
Lemons. I can't think of lemons without thinking of Will Sasso. You guys saw the Will Sasso thing with the lemons, right?
No.
No, we're just staring YouTube videos and shit.
Okay, no, all right.
Got it back to that point.
All right, we're ending the podcast because I got to show these dudes, these turkeys, what Will Sasso is doing with these lemons. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the podcast. We'll see you next week. We'll be tweeting out a bunch about the live podcast. Shut the fuck up so I can give the information.
Just yelling at the audience.
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to tell you. No, we got the live podcast next week. We'll be tweeting out the, you know, as time gets closer, so follow one of us and
follow all of us. We all gonna be tweeting about it all week.
Yes, but yes, thank you everybody for listening. Give everybody a round of applause. Everybody, come on.
Boo, Dwight. Boo.
They didn't do anything.
Yay.
They didn't have to work for this.